Catholic vote ad hammers Kamala Harris over alleged rape. Murder of 11-year-old girl by illegal alien. By Nick Gilbertson on August 1, 2024. A Catholic vote ad is hammering Vice President Kamala Harris over the rape and murder of an 11-year-old migrant girl in Texas by an illegal alien. The ad, which marks the beginning of Catholic Vote's six-figure campaign in the border state of Arizona, focuses on the horrific rape and murder of 11-year-old Maria Gonzalez in August 2023 and her killer, Juan Carlos Garcia Rodriguez, 18. Raped. Strangled to death, captions at the beginning of the video read, with a photograph of Maria serving as the backdrop. The murderer? An illegal alien released by the Biden-Harris administration, the next caption states. An image of Harris, who Biden placed in charge of heading up efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that need help in stemming the migration to our southern border, then comes into the frame. Accompanying the image is the caption, "In charge of the border for 3 years." The ad concludes, addressing Harris, "Protect the vulnerable, not the votes." The background for the caption is a small casket with a bouquet of flowers resting on top. As Breitbart News reported, Gonzalez's father found her body stuffed under a bed upon coming home from work after she had been raped and strangled to death at their Pasadena, Texas home on August 12, 2023. Garcia Rodriguez, who lived in the same complex as the Gonzalez's and is now charged with capital murder, illegally crossed into the United States in 2023 from Guatemala, Fox 26 Houston reported. It's believed he had been waiting for a court date, but was allowed to stay in the U.S. through a sponsor in Louisiana. Breitbart News reported that Garcia Rodriguez first turned up at the U.S. southern border in January 2023. He was then turned over to HHS as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, because he was 17 years old at the time. Federal officials make minimal effort to track the UAC migrants after they are released, Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported. This pathway has been used by MS-13 to expand their gangs in the United States and also by employers seeking cheap, compliant workers. The Gonzalez's entered the U.S. in 2019 after the father, Carmelo Gonzalez, separated himself and his daughter from his wife and other children, a common practice encouraged by U.S. border laws, as Monroe noted. Vice President Kamala Harris' shameful mismanagement of the border is morally indefensible. Her failures have cost the lives of American citizens, while putting tens of thousands of vulnerable migrants at risk of rape, sexual assault, and exploitation, said Catholic Vote Vice President Brian Birch in a statement shared via press release. While cartels, sex traffickers, and drug dealers profit, real people, including children, are suffering. It's clear that Kamala Harris has put politics and votes ahead of the lives of real people, he continued. Birch added that Catholics are disgusted by this moral catastrophe.